So let's sort of sort through, mm-hmm. you know, what basically can be done to reduce this woman's mm-hmm. chance of relapse. And again, in this situation, she really has three major modalities, mm-hmm. chemotherapy, endocrine therapy because she's ER positive, mm-hmm. and trastuzumab because she's HER2 positive. Well, we'll save that one for last since that's the newest. Let's start out first with the hormone therapy.
Okay.
What hormone therapy did you present to her, and sort of what was your thinking there?
We presented to her Arimidex or anastrozole, one of the aromatase inhibitors, you know, based on the recent data that really shows that the AIs appear to be superior to tamoxifen in the adjuvant setting.
There's one thing that's kind of interesting about this case, that her tumor was ER positive, PR negative.
Yes.
And there actually been a report that came out of the ATTACK trial that sort of got anastrozole on the map as an adjuvant therapy, mm-hmm. that the patients who were ER positive but PR negative mm-hmm. seemed to derive even more benefit
from the
anastrozole.
Yes.
And they had this speculation that, although they didn't really know, that those were going to be people who were also HER2 positive.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this woman is HER2 positive. So she kind of fits that model,
yes.
what they presented.
And we did take that into consideration, the estrogen receptor positive, progesterone receptor negative, because we've kind of gone back and forth in our practice. You know, does a patient need tamoxifen? Do they need to be primed with tamoxifen? Because the data switching from tamoxifen to an AI is very compelling. And I think the numbers seem to be even greater than using an AI up front. But patient estrogen receptor positive, progesterone receptor negative, we have been starting with the AIs.